Of course, the customer pickup counter stood at the back of the MyFab store, thought Clay. If asked, the manager would rationalize the location as being close to the store's complex metabolism of miniaturized laser sinterers, desktop extruders, and polymer fermentation vats. But in his imagination, Clay could hear Neil snort. The counter at the back forced the customer to pass in-store displays, which were memes coat proteins designed to infect the minds of the passerby. The aisles meandered past the displays. Silly mounted bullet lights crossed the surfaces of mock living rooms where black leather couches rested on spinally carbon nanotube frames across from gigapixel video displays painted on false walls. A string quartet played from the interior speakers of the Lorelei sedan. The autocar's wide-open doors revealed a wraparound cabin of hidden electronics and vat-grown leather and tropical hardwood. Citrus and musk scents drowned out pheromones and neurotransmitter receptor agonists by the perfume counter. A head and torso robot mounted on the counter turned its blank mannequin face and lifted its arms as Clay approached.
"Sir, could I interest you in a cologne?"
came a synthetic voice from a speaker hidden between the mannequin's chin and nose. "We can combine masculine pheromones and oxytocin derivatives to rekindle that romantic spark." Clay hesitated a step, then turned away, his cheeks warming and his heart rate speeding. How could the thing know? Brain activity scanners were getting smaller, but they weren't yet cheap enough for MyFab to fill its stores with them, were they? He excelled and kept walking. The store's computer saw a man with a child nearby and a glinting band on his left ring finger, rapidly cooling in the air conditioning. The store's software had guessed he and Jenny could use a romantic spark, nothing more. His heart rate slowing to normal, Clay looked around and wondered why the display plenitude bothered him. Since he and Neil had sold their company a few years earlier, money had been no real concern. He could splurge on impulse purchases like a double-neck electric bass or an indoor wood smoker compatible with the Sous Chef 8800 in his kitchen without blinking at the cost. Yet Clay had never been impulsive. His D4 receptor activity was low enough that deferring gratification came naturally to him. Martin, on the other hand, "Kitty," cried Clay's son, and he stomped to a robot pet display. A robot cat tensed its legs, and its ears twitched, but then it relaxed under Martin's awkward petting and rubbed the corner of its mouth against his hand. A lifelike piece of work. A calico, white belly, and orange eye patch, like Jenny's old cat that had finally died a couple of years earlier. How many times had he told her not to empty the litter box when she was pregnant? Hadn't she heard of toxoplasmosis? Martin looked up at him, and the vapidity of his expression soured Clay's stomach.
"Juan," Martin said.
"Not today," Clay said.
"I won."
"No, Martin." Clay stepped closer to the boy.